God, open our hearts to your word, a word that passes swiftly and faithfully from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the life. Amen. You may be seated. At this, they were overcome with amazement. Today's gospel has something new and something that foreshadows what is to come, the resurrection of Christ. Jesus and others seemed to have the power to heal, and there were others in the time of Christ, as well as even today, who have a healing touch. We see stories of people healed of their afflictions from just the touch of another. But what's different about today's account is someone being brought back from the dead. Jesus brings a person who is dead back to life. And this is a new and different and amazing thing, as our scripture tells us. It foreshadows the coming of Christ, who he himself is resurrected. It is amazing. So when was the last time that you were amazed? When were you overcome with amazement? In today's fast-paced society with sound bites and fast-moving videos, our amazement meter is getting bombarded with images and events, and we probably cease to be amazed anymore. Amazement is something we need to regain in our lives. Consider some of the times in your life when you were amazed. Think about the last time you were in the presence of a little tiny baby, the child in the first few weeks of life. And it doesn't have to even be a grandchild, but any tiny baby. Those tiny little fingers. And I always found amazing those little tiny fingernails. They're so small, they can actually get caught in a tiny loop of thread. And think of those little cherub lips, so tiny, so perfect. The sight of a brand new baby is amazing. And yet, sometimes we think instead, as we sit down at the restaurant or in the airplane for our flight, oh, I wonder if that baby is going to sit near me. And what if it cries and makes a racket? Maybe I should ask to be moved. I wonder if those people know they shouldn't have such a young baby out so soon. We stop being amazed. Instead, we consider how this amazing creature might make a little noise or bother us. We're no longer amazed. Or think about the weather we had as early as this morning we've been having here in Texas the last few weeks. The power of water to uproot trees and reform the earth is spectacular. We just need to think about the little island that was in the middle of the Brazos River with a good-sized tree growing from it just off the bridge back and forth to Belleville. I've watched that island be covered with water and the little tree sticking up and then the little tree no longer being visible. And I suspect that under all that water, there's no longer an island. The water is so powerful, it's changed the course of the Brazos River in many places. Our water, our weather, and the associated water impact is amazing. And yet we do grumble and grouch about we can't mow, it's so wet, and we can't get to our lower land because it's wet, and we have broken branches everywhere from the overburdened trees. We're no longer amazed. And this week and the week before, our country and our church experienced major events. Last week, 9 of God's beloved were shot down studying the Bible together in their own church. And this week, our United States Supreme Court opened the way to union and marriage of persons of the same gender. And our own church at General Convention elected the first black presiding bishop in electing Michael Curry after just one ballot. These are amazing moments in our country and our church. And despite your own personal feelings about any of these events, they are nonetheless amazing. This week, I was amazed. I came out and I was standing out in front of the church talking to Nancy Wilson. And Brownie was inspecting the yard in front of the church. And he went on full alert. I've learned to follow his gaze as he will sometimes chase whatever it is he sees. And I expected a squirrel or maybe even a cat. But to my amazement, there was a deer, a beautiful doe, just looking at me from a block away, right here in the neighborhood, a block from the main highway through town. I grabbed Brownie, and Nancy told me that that was a famous deer. It turns out it's a pet deer that's allowed to roam around, and she wears a pink bow to let everybody know she's tame, and she's sure that she's really a dog and not a deer. And Nancy wasn't as amazed as I was, since she knew who this deer was. But your preacher is still amazed that there's a pet deer running around our neighborhood out there. And all these amazing stories should be shared, and we need to talk about all of them. These stories make me so happy as I hear your amazing stories and lives. I've been amazed at the stories of the lives of those who attend our church and those in our community. Amazing stories of teachers and ranchers and coaches and students and community leaders who love one another through many life challenges. And on Tuesdays, I have to tell a little secret here, I sit in my office and listen to the ladies who are so creative, stitching beautiful work and sharing their lives in our library. Their stories are so beautiful as they share their life transitions to retirement and the everyday upsets and joys of grandchildren, housekeeping, and yes, maybe even a few moments of frustration with their loved ones. But that's all I'm saying, is these are private conversations. But Jesus wants us to be amazed. He wants us to slow down and realize the moments of amazement in our own lives. He wants us to share our stories and our lives. And if we take it to the next level, the level the disciples reached, have you ever become overcome with amazement? Think of that level of involvement in that moment when we are overcome with amazement. Do we cry? Do we sit down in our place? Or maybe we faint. Maybe we just think about it over and over and over, and maybe it brings a smile to our face or a wow. Consider the scripture in our second reading, this letter from Paul to the people of Corinth. In this reading, Paul is encouraging the people to finish their work of generosity. And Paul reminds us it's not only if we have an extra, it's that we go a little more. We're to give, and this giving isn't just the money in the offertory, but more importantly, we're to be in community every day. Every day we should wake up and wonder what we should do today for the kingdom of God. So Monday, tomorrow, we wake up, we have a list of to-dos, and we need to add to the very top of that list, be amazed and give to the kingdom of God in gifts of service. So how can you be amazed and serve God? How can we finish all those things we have started? How can we continue to be in unity as a church? This week, the Episcopal Church at its triennial meeting called the General Convention continues to meet in Salt Lake City, Utah. And on this year's agenda, there are many things, including potentially restructuring with a less top-heavy leadership structure. The election of a new presiding bishop, as I mentioned earlier, and maybe even less expensive real estate for our presiding bishop's offices currently in New York City. It may be that the delegates elect to make no changes and not do anything with the general structure. And really, in Hempstead, Texas, and Waller and Austin County, we're not going to experience much change because we're each going to be here and we're each going to continue to worship together as we have for so many years. That's a reason to be amazed. And despite the turmoil we see in our community over issues of race and peace and even same-sex marriage, we need to remember that this very church was founded by members of both the Northern and the Southern armies during the Civil War. It's a church founded on peace. It's a church founded on reconciliation. This church has a rich history of serving every member of the community, regardless of race or any other difference. We realize every single person is a child of God and deserves the love of God. Let's be amazed at our faith and our church and our exciting future. Let's never lose sight that we are the church, the people in the pews, and the community we're serving. Never forget the call to love one another. I share the love of God and His blessing to each one of you. This week, be amazed. Amen.